Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Auckland Council, as we opened the show with, has dreamed up some radical new changes in an attempt to meet their carbon emissions targets. According to the Transport Emission Reduction Plan, Aucklanders need to halve the amount that they drive and not use their cars for trips that are less than 6 kilometres. Dr. Eric Crampton is the Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative. He's with us. Hi, Eric.
Good afternoon.
This is unrealistic, isn't it?
Well, it kind of puts things backwards. So they're starting from an amount that they want to reduce transport emissions from by, kind of forgetting that we've got an emissions trading scheme with a binding cap across the country. So if they knock down emissions within transport, that just frees up credits for other people to use.
I mean, that's a fair point.
Well, it also points to how you should be thinking about this, right? So right now, carbon prices have been in the range of $70 to $80 a ton, so that adds like 20 cents on to a liter of petrol. If they get up to about $200 a ton, where you're expecting them to get to, then the carbon charge in a liter of petrol is going to be closer to 50 cents a liter. And people want to change how they drive based on those higher petrol prices, right? So the 25 cent petrol excise holiday is going to come off. We're likely to get another 30 cents of carbon charges over the next decade or so in petrol. Transport planning has to account for that, right?
Yeah.
Whenever petrol prices go up, people will want to use more public transport. They'll want to shift to EVs or maybe hydrogen if that comes through the way that it might. That will cause all these changes in demand. And if you let carbon prices pull that rope towards behavioral change, that's different than the string that they're trying to push on currently. It feels more like they've got a grand vision of how they think people should be living their lives, and they're trying to push everybody into that rather than trying to figure out, starting from higher carbon prices, how will people want to live when carbon's a lot more expensive? Will there be more demand for apartments and townhouses rather than...
But, I mean, Eric, let's just look at the reality of this timeline. That they want to lift cycling from 0.4% of the total trips in the city to 17% in 8 years. That's not realistic, is it?
I suppose if you put huge investment into infrastructure for it...
In 8 years?
Yeah, it doesn't seem realistic in any time frame that they've ever been able to deliver anything. It's pretty aspirational. And it's, again, trying to push on the rope. It's not going to work very well if you instead are guided by what people are probably going to want to do when driving's more expensive and when we've got congestion charges in place that make it more expensive to get around during peak times, although it reduces some of the total cost if you count time costs in.
Yeah.
All of that's going to have people wanting to behave differently because of the price signals they're facing. And instead, they're trying to push people into some other vision of the good life. And the really frustrating part is there's been some work coming out of California trying to figure out what councils can do to help reduce emissions. Now, it makes sense in the U.S. They don't have an emissions trading scheme with a binding cap, so things the councils do might affect overall emissions. They keep pointing to infill housing as one of the best things that councils can do.
Oh, dear God.
Allowing people to build where they want to live, right? And
right, well, you know what?
Largely banning it.
Eric, I just get to the point where I go, I don't even know what to do other than just ignore it. Eric, thank you for that. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist, Research Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative. Heather Duplessy-Allen.